This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good Thursday afternoon, and welcome into Grant and Danny. On the Fan, Danny's vacation in Scotland continues. Toby Altizer is in and alongside today. Thank you for making the program part of your day. It means a lot. We are live at Nationals Park, which means we will be here in an empty ballpark by ourselves for the next 3 hours. A lot to get into. NFL preseason action gets going hot and heavy tonight. We've got three tilts around the NFL. We'll break down the six teams playing, not from a standpoint of their games tonight, because those are irrelevant, and frankly, it'll be light on starters on the field anyway, and who really cares about what happens tonight, but just an opportunity and a window into conversing about six of the teams in the league. There's a lot going on in the Terry McLaurin front, which we'll get into in just a few, and you will hear my interview with Cade Cavalli I got this morning, got over to the clubhouse and hung out with him and brought him out to the dugout for a nice little one-on-one after his strong performance in his first outing in 3 years with the Nationals last night. So that's all coming up on Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. Toby, it is perfect out here. This is one of those days where it was like, do we want to go back to the studio or would we rather just sit outside and do the show here at Nats Park? Hard to beat this.
Yeah, it's been perfect weather the last couple of days. The baseball hasn't necessarily been great at Nationals Park, but at least the weather was nice. So if you came out on a Thursday afternoon, you enjoyed some nice weather, nice and calm, nice and easy, just sitting out here watching some baseball, even though the curly W's didn't give you what you were looking for.
I want to talk Terry McLaurin out of the chute, because there's been two developments that caught my attention today. The first of which was a report from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, who again seem to have more of an indication and more of an inclination on money than anybody else has had. And then the other was a local report on the willingness of the team maybe to up their offer. So we'll get into both of those two things. But to start with what Jeremy Fowler had to say.
Quote,
he has wanted metrics of the DK Metcalf contract, which is $32 million. I'm told the Commanders have only been slightly above where he was from before, which is $23 million. So to take that gap, that $7 to $8 million that they have to bridge, and Washington, I'm told, has gotten some calls about McLaurin, there is some interest league-wide. So I'll start with the end of that report, if you will, from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. No kidding, they've gotten calls.
Yeah.
You know how many teams are interested in Terry McLaurin, who's only getting $15.5 million in cash this year? Now, his cap number is far more substantial, $25 million. But it goes without saying, it's pretty damn obvious. He's on the trade market via his agent, essentially, and himself. They want to be traded. So they're announcing to 31 other teams, hey, trade for me. The Commanders are saying they're not trading him, and I think most of us agree they're not going to. But teams can still call. Everybody's got Adam Peters' number, who's in a front office around the NFL, Toby, and what they're doing is they're picking up the phone and saying, hey, you trading Terry McLaurin? And he's going, no. So the last part of that to me is a nothing burger when he says teams have reached out. Any other brain busters? You know, did anybody eat a hot dog at the ballpark today? Want to update me on, did the Nats not hit very well again? Like, no kidding, teams have reached out.
Yeah, I mean, teams have probably reached out to Dallas about Micah Parsons' availability. Teams have reached out to Cincinnati, obviously, about Trey Hendrickson's availability. Probably the same thing happened about James Cook with Buffalo, maybe the least of the four. But, yeah, of course, when a guy requests a trade, naturally teams are going to check in and see what the price tag is. I think what's interesting here is saying that, okay, he's making $23 million. They're willing to go slightly above that, so you're looking $24, $25 million. And that's a low number for Terry McLaurin. And I could understand some of the frustration from Terry's side if you're looking at it saying, I have my career year. I've done the same thing year in, year out. I've gone over 1,000 yards. I've been uber consistent. And I think the difficult part, too, is, you know, Adam Peters walks in here, and last year was his first year. So what is the couple of years before that where Terry McLaurin was the model citizen, had good years? That's great and all, but Adam Peters is like, I'm not paying you for that. I wasn't here for that. I'm glad what you did last year, but that value from last year with you turning the age of 30 is not worth more than $24, $25 million. But McLaurin's looking at it saying, I don't care that you just got here last year.
Right.
I've played my whole career, and so that's how you end up in this situation. I'm just surprised that we're here on August 7th and we're not making more progress, because guess what? All these same things were true leaving last year, right? Going into this offseason, like, these discussions could have been made in June. Even going into July.
Well, before we get into all that, I'm just sticking with the idea of teams reaching out and calling them.
Yeah.
I want to just dismiss that outright as interesting. Of course teams are going to call. If they say they're going to trade him, 25 teams will try to trade for him. So that part I don't care about. The other part, which we haven't gotten into, but you kind of just jumped into there, is the second part of this report, which is that they're looking for the DK Metcalf money, which we know, $32 million. Now, Adam Schefter went on record to say they want more than DK Metcalf. He even said, what was the word he used? Substantially more, I think?
Yeah, or something like
that. Like, a lot more? Yeah. I still don't understand what that means. Like, if you have something, tell us. If you have a number, please use it. I don't know how you would know that they want a lot more than 32, but you don't know how much. So that part was weird to me. But the idea that they're still 7 or 8 million apart on August 7th feels like malpractice on everybody's side, to your point. Because you did have, this is what you were just getting to, I think, May and June mm-hmm. and July, and we're still 7, 8 million apart. But here, I think, is the best angle, Tobes, on this Jeremy Fowler report. He's suggesting that the team, he says, the Commanders have only been slightly above where he was from before. Now, mind you, he's getting this from the agent, obviously. All right, let's call a spade a spade. Adam Peters is not talking to Jeremy Fowler about numbers, right? This presumably is coming from either Buddy Baker directly or somebody tied in with Terry McLaurin. But he's saying that the team is offering him a very minimal upgrade from his pay last year, $23 million. What does that mean to you, Toby? That tells you that they're a lot closer to that Cortland Sutton number of 23.5 than the DK Metcalf number of 33. And what I want to ask people is, if that's actually true, like, we don't know the numbers. We're all talking about this and giving opinions and popping off with takes, not really knowing the numbers. But if we take this report by Fowler of ESPN as gospel, and the team is actually down close to $23 million a year for McLaurin, do you feel any differently? If they're offering him $30 million a year and he's saying no, that would seem like a Terry McLaurin problem. If they're offering him $32.5 million a year and him and Buddy Baker are going, we want more, then I think you could go as far as to say Terry's being ridiculous.
Yeah.
His ask is absurd. This is outrageous. Show up. Work. Get your butt to camp. But if they're offering him essentially the same money he got on his last deal with a much higher salary cap now, that's the part that no one talks about.
Yeah.
The cap has gone up hugely. The percentage of the cap then would go down. It's a worse contract than the one you signed before your best season, where you just helped carry this team to the NFC Championship game. If that's true that they're offering $23 or $24 million a year, doesn't that change how we should feel about this a little bit, or at least how we feel about Terry's hold-in?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of where I've been coming from all along. Because when you hear the reports that they're significantly apart, I'm just assuming that Terry isn't being ridiculous. Maybe he is, to your point.
And why do you assume that?
I think he understands the age factor in this, where he's not going to ask for $35 million. I think he understands where he ranks in the hierarchy in terms of he's not in tier one with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Because Ja'Marr Chase is getting 40 and a quarter. Justin Jefferson's getting 35. I think he understands, at my age, where I rank, I'm not with those guys. But DK Metcalf, okay, 33, so slightly below that. I think that's reasonable. When someone signs that contract, the other side, the team's going to look at it and say, well, we didn't sign that contract. We're not the idiots that gave out that contract. But I'm going to say, someone was willing to, so why can't I ask there? So if he's, you know, around $32, $33 million, I don't think that's unreasonable as a starting point, right? Probably not going to get that. That's how negotiations work. We don't just start and like, hey, I want 10, you want 5, we end up at 7.5.
But it feels like the team's starting point should be 27, 28.
And that's the point. That's where I'm saying when they're significantly apart and we're hearing 7 and 8, unless Terry's asking for 35, then they're not at 28. They're in the low 20s, the mid-20s, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, we have callers sometimes that will say, if Terry's really asking for 35, then trading him's okay with me. Or if Terry's really asking for 35, then you know he's no longer the team guy that I thought
exactly.
He was or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with that, but I would put it this way. If the team's really offering him 23,
yeah.
If the team's really offering him even $24 million a year, that is disrespectful. Like, that is a low-balling, pretty egregious offer.
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton, who has a worse injury history, who is not as durable, who is not as productive, is just not as good a player, just signed for $23.5 million with Denver in a very, very different situation, in my opinion, in terms of import to the offense.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were doing the Terry Orr game the other day. At no point did Cortland Sutton come up, and if both of us were asked, we'd say, oh, Terry by a mile. And yet he got 23 and a half, and you're willing to go just above what he's already making, which is around that number. So you're going 24, 25. And this is where I think I'd be on Terry's side more, is because I think it's the team that is on the low end. I don't think that Terry's being unreasonable. That's going to be, like we said, naturally in negotiations, you're going to start at the high bar, and both sides are going to have to concede and get somewhere in the middle. I think if you got to that 29, 30 number, maybe Terry's more willing to sign it, or maybe he truly needs to be over that 30 number, and then that's more of a discussion of whether he's being unreasonable or not. But if you're the team and you're starting at such a low offer, I mean, think about this from your own aspect, right? If you're, say, fantasy football or something of that nature, if I'm trying to get Christian McCaffrey off of you, I'm not going to offer you my worst player on my team. I'm going to give you something that I'm willing to give up, but I'm going to start on the low end, right? What they're starting with is unreasonably low, in my opinion. If you're starting at 24, 25, then Terry has every right to say, well, what have we been doing this whole time? What's the whole point of this?
Yeah, I also come back to something that I think has to be brought up every now and then, which is this is not just a negotiation where you go to Football GM 101 if you're Adam Peters, and like, this is how you negotiate with player number 462.
Yeah.
This is the face of this outfit, who is the version of what you're trying to mold your players into as a human being and as a leader and as a player and as a cultural piece, right? And so to lowball, and again, I'm going to call $23 million a year a lowball. I don't know that that's what they're offering. I'm just going with Jeremy Fowler's number here. But if you're going to be lowballing him, that's a much worse deal than just lowballing some random dude who's on the free agent market who's like, no, I'm not signing that. Call me when you're serious. This is not harmless in that way.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder why he'd be angry and do a press conference at a car dealership where he goes, I don't feel valued. Because, again, I want to go back to the growth in the salary cap year in and year out. I remember years ago talking to Kirk Cousins during one of the many years of his ongoing charade of back and forth with his team, right? And one of the things he kept bringing up to me was what would be awesome is if a quarterback could ever lock in the ability to make a percentage of the cap. Because the cap grows year in and year out, and it's one of the reasons why teams and players are always at odds, is the shifting market. Like, after a year, these deals get dated. I promise you Buddy Baker would tell you this. Buddy Baker's point on Justin Jefferson making 35 is that 35 then is now worth 41 or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And so the Commanders look at it and they go, well, Justin Jefferson makes $35 million a year. And Buddy Baker will go, not really. On this salary cap, as soon as he gets back in line, that's now 41 because it's the percentage of the cap that continues to grow. It would be like, I know we shouldn't compare the NFL to our jobs and people overdo that. But for me or you, if we got the exact same money, sign a 2-year contract. 2 years later, our company comes back to us after huge productivity and says, we're going to give you the same money. Well, not only is that a little bit of a kick to the giblets because you're not getting a raise, but cost of living grows up.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I'm now one more kid deeper. I'm now, and that's not the job's fault, but it's actually a worse contract. And maybe analogous to this would be like, I'm doing more radio. I'm now doing a longer show or a different show or whatever it is. I have more responsibilities. So I could see why, if in fact they're offering Terry McLaurin 23 or 24 million, he would be so annoyed. Well, but the question for you guys at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, if that's true, does it change anything about how you feel? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, to your point real quick, Joel Corey wrote that article saying the percentage – that gets him to right around $30 million. So maybe you want to still go below that. That's fine. But only going up a million or two is a little bit ridiculous.
Toby's in for Danny live at Nats Park. It's G&D on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Scary Terry's contract situation remains scary. They have been far apart. I'll put it this way. He has wanted metrics of the DK Metcalf contract, which is $32 million. I'm told the Washington Commanders have only been slightly above where he was for before, which is $23 million. So take that gap, that's $7 or $8 million that they have to bridge. And Washington, I'm told, has gotten some calls about McLaurin. There's some interest league-wide. They have no interest in trading him still. So this is a classic standoff, which we're about to see.
We are assuming for this conversation that Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, who you just heard reporting there, has his numbers correct, and that the Commanders are actually offering Terry McLaurin basically the same AAV as he just played on his last contract. 13 touchdowns, a breakout season with a quality quarterback ago. If that's the case, does it change how you feel about this game of chicken and this stare down? 800-636-1067 is the number. Toby's in for Danny. We are live over at Nationals Park on the Fan. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Mark in Landover Hills on Grant and Danny. How are you, Mark? Mark, you there?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
I'm here,
hey,
buddy.
You're on the air now. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, how you doing, Grant? Sorry about the baseball today, buddy.
Hey, no worries. I love watching my team get three hits and no runs, so it's no problem at all.
You got a lot of heart, brother. I'll give you that much, but we knew that already, Grant.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Grant, real quick, man. If what that guy is saying is true, that you were talking about, the guy from ESPN, and don't forget what Toby said the other day about the increase and what you said also about cost of living, that it is nothing but balderdash to offer that man that amount of money and think that you're doing him right. And anybody that would offer him that kind of money should die from copper poisoning from pinching too many pennies. It is completely ridiculous, like B. Mitch said the other day, that both sides of this argument need to come back to reality, and that is not reality under any terms. And also, for all the yucks out there that are calling in and saying that you don't pay somebody for what they've done, well, then what do? Pay them on your preconceived notion only? Because that's what they would be doing. And that is absolutely ridiculous. You have to have some type of format to where you're going to look and see what the man's done, just like you're scouting him, and evaluate how good a player he is, how strong an individual he is. And I will say one thing, like I tried to yesterday before I got hung up on. I don't know what happened there, but, man, there's no way that if he doesn't play that first game that they're going to whoop the Giants. I'd say it's going to be a 50-50 game at best because it will destroy the synergy on the team, and they better remember that. So both parties better wake up and smell the coffee and take a long drink before they jump off the edge of the cliff onto this one.
Well, the Giants' defense is going to be pretty good. I don't know what their offense will look like, Mark. I think, frankly, it's going to be bad because Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston or a rookie in Jackson Dart are going to be leading it. And right now you got Andrew Thomas, who's dealing with injury, who's their left tackle. But Malik Nabers, special player. Otherwise, there's not a lot on that offense I like. But their defense is going to be awesome.
That pass rush is nasty.
Dexter Lawrence is the real deal. Brian Burns is a star. They just drafted one of the better pass rushers in college football last year in Abdul Carter. Paulson Adebo, the former Saint, comes over, is going to upgrade their secondary. Javon Holland's going to help him at safety. That's going to be a top 10 to 12 defense, I think, in the sport. So they could absolutely be frisky in week one, especially if Terry McLaurin's not playing. I totally agree with that point. I mean, to me, the range of reality, I'll call it, the range of, let's just forget what I want to pay you or what you want. Let's talk about where this thing should actually end. A floor of 26.5 mil per year or something, 27 mil, and a ceiling of like 30 to 31 mil. That, to me, is the range where this thing could and should end. And if John Kime's right, the local ESPN reporter who covers the team we had on yesterday, suggested today he could see the team coming up to 28 million, which, again, it suggests that they're not near 28 million, mm-hmm. which is amazing to me. But he said he's not sure if that'll get it done for McLaurin. Well, number one, 28 million and having to come up to it is alarming from a team standpoint because I do understand why McLaurin doesn't feel appreciated. But number two, if McLaurin isn't willing to accept 28 million, then we've got to talk about him and this negotiation and what's important to him a little bit differently. Because 28 million, while not a great deal, it's not a player-friendly deal, is a perfectly reasonable salary for a 30-year-old wide receiver. It is better than what Mike Evans, a Hall of Famer, got. It is way better than what Cortland Sutton got paid, you know, this offseason. So if that's range is being viewed by his agent as like, no, we're not swimming in that water. Well, okay, then that is an anti-Terry reaction for me.
Sure.
But right now, if we're finding out, yeah, they're basically at the same number as they were at the last couple of years, 23 or 24 million. I just think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, if they get up to 28 and you still can't get the deal done, it's pretty obvious which side I've been on. I'll understand the other side a lot more. But the reason that I've been on the side I've been on with Terry is that I just feel like the team has been way too below market value, and that's what it is. I mean, teams would be willing to give him, I think a couple of teams would be willing to go up over the 30 number, but I can guarantee you that a majority of the league would be willing to go to that 28 kind of number. And if the Commanders aren't, then they're not valuing their own guy enough.
Let's go to line four, Todd in Fredericksburg. You're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You got it.
Terry, right now it's all speculation. I mean, we're hearing from ESPN that this is what they've offered, but we don't know for sure. So if Terry's asking for whatever they think is too high and the Redskins are offering what he feels is way too low, it's complete speculation. The fact of the matter is, if Terry doesn't like the deal that they're offering or vice versa, Terry's got to play this year or he's going to lose $15, $16 million.
Right.
I don't think he's going to sit out and not get paid. So then if he plays and then we tag him the following year, now he's 32, 33 years old. wanting a new contract. I mean, what does he want to do?
If
the team is offering $24-25 million, that's ridiculous.
Sorry, might have dropped off there. But, I mean, to his point, Grant, you can perfectly well do that. That can work in Madden just fine. You can play numbers games, pretend like these aren't real people, pretend like there's not personality, emotion involved. Go ahead and do that. See if players want to sign with you. If you're winning football games, you can probably still get away with it.
Well, yeah, if you're winning 12 games and Jaden Daniels is an MVP candidate,
you can probably
matters.
Get away with some of that. But the point is, this isn't just playing on paper. This isn't just playing in a video game. This is real people with real emotions, with real personalities, and see if that doesn't lead to some more drama with Terry if you want to continue to do stuff like that. You can play hardball that way and see how it plays out. It's just not as simple as, oh, okay, well, we're going to treat everyone like robots. Then don't be surprised when the guy that's getting treated like a robot lashes out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's a great response, and it's true. What I would add, though, is I think that the idea of us all just assuming he's not going to skip, he's got to play, is accurate. But that's answering the question, is he going to hold out this season? That is different than what I'm talking about right now. I think we all come back to the same resolution here. Eventually, Terry McLaurin shows up, tail between his legs, plays football. I'm not suggesting anything we found out today changes that. What I'm wondering is, if they're really offering him 23 or 24 right now, and it's not 26, 27, it's not 27, 28, do you feel any differently? At about a 70-30 clip, most of the polls I see are on the team side, which I totally understand. I am as well, for the record, because I think they're trying to do some good business, and more often than not, I would side with not overpaying guys as they get older. But if they're offering him the same money with a cap that has gone up exponentially, mm-hmm. that they offered him and gave him 3 years ago as a different front office, that's a bad look. It just is. Grant and Danny without Danny on the Fan. Our Blitz is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about, golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.